Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Donnie Scott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Charlie Hoff. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Scott for a passed ball. Hatcher moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. Two outs. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam takes first base on ball four. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Putnam moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Putnam moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Schramm covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Scott for a passed ball. Puckett moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Putnam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Ward moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward scores. Bell moves to third. It's 1-0, Rangers. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Rangers. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Rangers. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Hodge now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Wright reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Rangers. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wright moves to third. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Scott for a passed ball. Laudner moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball towards left field. Ward fields the ball and throws to first. O'Brien drops the ball. That's an out and an error on O'Brien. Laudner moves to third. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatcher strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-3, Rangers. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 8, and the Twins 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Spear moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 8, and the Twins 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Rangers. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Putnam takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Twins 3. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Twins 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Bobby Castillo now pitching. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-4 in the game. Rivers strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.